So you're going to go?
That's the plan. I feel better than I have at any point in the last 5 weeks. Felt good today. You know, I've got rust that a blowtorch couldn't knock off, so I just got to get through this week of practice and just let it go on Sunday.
Is it tough watching this team go 10-0 and standing on the sidelines? I would think it would be.
It'd be tougher seeing, you know, my teammates, you know, the guys go out there and lose and feel like, you know, I could be out there making a difference. And, you know, it's a little bit easier to rest on Sundays when, you know, the guys behind me are getting it done and, you know, the defensive line continues to get pressure and play well and their defense is doing well. So, you know, it's been tough, but it's been best case scenario. We're 10-0, and you know, I'm getting healthy for the stretch run.
Colin, this first win, did you have any idea in the world that this would end up being a 6-week injury?
No, you know, I was thankful that it happened when it did, because it happened before the bye week, and I thought I'd be able to bounce back after the bye week and continue on with the season. But you know, it just took time. It was just one of those things that, you know, no matter how hard I will it to get better, it just didn't get better until I gave it some rest.
Kyle, if there's ever a time to have a motor that doesn't shut off, it seems like it would be when you're facing Brett Favre. Do you agree?
I agree. We, you know, Favre, he's been hot lately, and, you know, we need to get some pressure up front. We need to try to get to him early, try to disrupt things. And, you know, even if we do that, he's streaky. He comes out throwing strikes. It's going to be tough to stop him. So we need to do what we can to try to disrupt his timing.
Is that an encouraging thing, though, that he can make mistakes too?
Yeah, he's you know, what makes him so good, you know, can also be a liability at times. He he'll throw the ball into tight windows, and you know, he'll let his receivers go and try to make plays. You know, we have, like I said, we have to do things with the pass rush to disrupt his time, but we also have to do some things coverage-wise just to make sure he doesn't get hot early.